Tableau of a Bladder Operation by Marin Marais. Aspect of the Surgical Apparatus. The patient quails as he beholds it. He mounts the operating scaffold. Seized with panic, he thinks of fleeing. He reconsidereth. He is bound with cords of silk. The surgeon maketh his incision. The forceps is introduced. Hereupon the stone is brought forth. Here, as it were, one's voice faileth. The blood, it floweth. The surgeon unloosens the silken cords. Put to bed. Relief and rejoicing.
How do you do, Doctor?
How do you do?
It's very good of you to spare me the time. I hope it'll be to your advantage. I'm from Norgine.
Oh, yes, Norgine. You're the Normacol people, aren't you?
Yes, Normacol is one of a group of products we've developed over the last 40 years to restore function in a wide range of disorders of gastrointestinal secretion and motility. Since you're familiar with Normacol, can we begin by talking about constipation? What are your views on its management?
Well, I must say that I've always been reluctant to use strong purgatives when they can be avoided. In fact, I've found very few cases which have not been improved simply by providing bulk for the bowels to work on.
That's just how Normacol acts. It consists of bland vegetable mucins presented in pleasantly flavoured granules. Normacol is not absorbed, but itself absorbs 40 times its own volume of water and swells to a soft, bulky mass, thereby bringing about normal evacuation. Acting in this way, it doesn't cause painful spasms which stimulant purgatives commonly do.
Yes, but why should I use Normacol rather than one of the other bulk laxatives?
I'd say partly because Normacol was the original modern preparation of this kind, but chiefly because in the three different Normacol formulae, you have products suitable for all the different types of constipation. Normacol Standard, the chocolate-coloured formula, in addition to its main constituent, Sterculia gum, has a small percentage of frangula. This, by its direct action on the intestinal muscle, ensures the initial stimulation of peristalsis. Now, Normacol Special, which consists of white granules, contains Sterculia only. This is the appropriate formula for the treatment of mild atonic constipation and for maintenance therapy following the re-establishment of peristalsis by Normacol Standard.
That sounds as though Normacol Special, did you say?
Yes.
That sounds as though Normacol Special would be of particular value in the management of colostomies.
It is indeed, Doctor. Its value in this field is being increasingly recognized. There's a third formula, Normacol Antispasmodic, which comes in orange granules. Normacol Antispasmodic, in addition to the Sterculia gum, contains 0.5% of dipropylene citrate, an effective non-narcotic spasmolytic related to papaverin, but twice as active and free from atropine-like side effects.
That's for spastic colon, I suppose.
Precisely, Doctor. Normacol Antispasmodic is ideal for spastic and hypertonic constipation. So there you have the three. Normacol Standard, which contains Sterculia with frangula, Normacol Special, which contains Sterculia alone, and Normacol Antispasmodic, which contains Sterculia and dipropylene citrate. Now let's jump from the bowel to the stomach and consider achlorhydria.
You've jumped into something pretty nasty there. No, seriously, I find it's a very involved problem. Apart from pernicious anemia, which of course is always accompanied by achlorhydria, there's an increasing tendency to hydrochloric acid deficiency in middle and later life. And I have great difficulty in distinguishing patients with achlorhydria from those with excessive acid. Both groups often have indigestion and heartburn, and sometimes intestinal hurry and diarrhea.
Quite.
But of course, unlike the hyperacid group, the patients with achlorhydria can have all their symptoms relieved by replacing their gastric hydrochloric acid.
And myripsin, Doctor, is the best form in which to give HCl. The glutamic acid hydrochloride releases hydrochloric acid in the stomach in a pattern which closely mimics its natural release. In addition to this, it stimulates the gastric glands to secrete their own acid if they are at all able to do so. Myripsin both relieves the symptoms of achlorhydria and enhances the absorption of iron, which of course is depressed in the absence of acid, as you know. Now, finally, I should like to mention digestive enzyme deficiencies.
You mean mucoviscidosis?
Well, that's a severe congenital form in children, but I was thinking also of the gradual decline of pancreatic secretion with increasing age, parallel to the decline in gastric secretion, which we've just been discussing. It can present with indigestion, with malabsorption and steatorrhea, or just with loss of tolerance to dietary indiscretions. Whatever form it takes, replacement therapy is indicated in the form of Enzepan. This contains pepsin in the outer coat of the tablet, which dissolves in the stomach. The inner core, which doesn't begin to dissolve until the intestine is reached, contains the pancreatic enzymes trypsin, lipase, and amylase, together with bile salts. We've formulated the tablet in such a way that the enzymes are released gradually to provide true replacement therapy. And since many elderly patients lack both gastric and pancreatic secretions, a combination of myripsin and Enzepan will help them more than either alone.
Good. Well, I think I may find your products useful.
Look, give them a trial, Doctor. If you'd like to fill in and return the request card, we'll gladly send you a sample of any or all of the products we've been discussing. Normacol Standard, Normacol Special, Normacol Antispasmodic, Myripsin, and Enzepan. Well, goodbye, Doctor. Thank you very much.
Goodbye.